All right, our next presentation is going to be using calibrated peer review to teach basic research skills. And I believe that we will have two speakers for this, John Graville and Mary Ann Brackey.
Thank you, Mary. Before we get started with the presentation, Mary Ann is passing out a couple of handouts. One handout is a copy of a couple of essays, an excellent written essay, a moderately well-written essay, and a poorly written essay. And the second part that she's handing out is the assignment for Jellyfish Gone Wild. So it sounds kind of unusual for a soil science person to be talking about jellyfish, but there's lots of implications. So I'll give Mary Ann a few moments to pass all that out. Okay. All right, so you met the authors of this paper, myself and Mary Ann Brackey. What I want to do is talk about how I got involved in the CPR assignment. And it's very interesting, before I start talking about the Ag 101 course, is that I attended a seminar about 3 years ago where this whole concept of CPR came up. And I was thinking, wow, that'd be a really great thing to incorporate into my large Ag 101 class where I teach 500 students. And so I gave it some thought, and I contacted Mary Ann about the possibility of her getting involved in using the CPR, and she was very excited about the idea. And so what happened is, because of that, we evolved into incorporating CPR, or calibrated peer review, into our course. So let me talk a few moments about what Ag 101 is, all right? Ag 101 is an 8-week course. It's a half-credit hour course. It's taught to 500 students. All right, so we have all the introductory, all the freshman students within the College of Agriculture have to take this course. Now, there are several objectives with the course, and one of the objectives actually is to introduce students to all the College of Agriculture departments. We have 11 departments, including the Natural Resources and Environmental Science program. It also introduces them into all the policies. When you can drop a course, when you can add a course, when you drop a course, can you get refunded for that course? So on and so forth. If you drop a course after 9 weeks, what do you get? Do you get a WWF? So on and so forth. All those things are discussed in the course. And how to use educational resources, the study tables that are offered through the College of Agriculture, tutors which are offered through the College of Agriculture, the library resources which are offered through the College of Agriculture. And also, what we do is we examine career opportunities. We just recently had our career fair at Purdue. We had 125 employers at our career fair, one of the largest career fairs, I think, probably in the country. We're very proud of that. We encourage all the students in the Ag 101 course to attend this career fair, to look for internship opportunities. Basically, we just discuss current issues. And one of the issues that we discussed this year is the textbook. George mentioned the Kite Runner as the text that was used last year. This year, it was The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks. And just out of curiosity, how many people have read that book? Yeah, it's a tremendous book, isn't it? And it has a lot to do with intellectual property rights and consent, informed consent. And that's also one of the papers that that's one of the writing assignments that we incorporated into this particular exercise using CPR. So, what was missing? It's very interesting. Having taken over the reins of this course about 4 years ago, what I found is that when I was teaching the more advanced courses in like soil ecology, I was finding that students were having still a very difficult time writing their laboratory reports. I was teaching a Introduction to Environmental Science course. Students are having a very difficult time coming up with how to write a paper about an environmental topic. And I was a bit discouraged by that. And so I thought I could actually incorporate the CPR idea into this 8-week course that only meets one time a week, all right, to get these students to think more clearly about how to write a paper, how to write a research paper. And so what I did was I contacted Mary Ann. Mary Ann and I actually worked a little bit together before the year before, but I said, hey, maybe we could incorporate the CPR into this class. Well, we thought about it, and to incorporate CPR into an 8-week course is pretty intensive, all right? You have to have at least 2 writing assignments, and Mary Ann will talk about that here in just a few moments. So I collaborated with our agriculture information librarian, information literacy, and so we came up with a sort of an idea. And so Mary Ann, maybe you can talk a little bit about what information literacy is.
Information literacy is a set of skills and abilities for students to find, evaluate, and use information. And you would probably recognize them as things, critical thinking skills, as well as communication skills. But there are a number of them. And in choosing to do this particular assignment, we thought about which ones we could incorporate with so many students and at such a basic level.
So the first research paper. So when we started working together, what we decided to do before we actually instituted the CPR concept was we wanted people, students in the Ag 101 course, to write more. And so what we did is we came up with a paper which focused on some sort of agronomic or agriculture-related topic or an environmental topic. And we had them write that paper. And it was 3 pages long. They selected a topic. They wrote the abstract. They found, supposedly, the research articles, which they didn't do a very good job on. They synthesized the information, and they made an argument, all right? And you have to imagine, I'm in this course, there are 500 students, with 3 pages long, that's a lot of papers to grade. So, and I was overwhelmed. And so what we did, we enlisted the help of all the local librarians to help us grade these. And so they graded the papers, and they made editorial comments on them. We returned them, and then those students had the opportunity to basically make changes and turn the paper back in. All right, and then we re-graded it, and then we gave it back to them. So basically, what happened was it didn't work. All right, it didn't work at all. And why didn't it work? And the reason it didn't work is the students lacked the ability to write and think about the research process. So, Mary Ann?
So, at about this time, Purdue was moving to using the calibrated peer review system, and it was very strongly used in biology and statistics. And the CPR system was created at UCLA by a chemistry professor, and in deciding to use this, we kind of backed up and looked at what we were asking students to do in a research paper. And even though a 3-page paper to any one of us would seem pretty rudimentary, we were actually asking them to make a lot of choices, picking a topic, finding resources, evaluating them, understanding them, trying to make an argument. And it was just overwhelming. So we looked at all the set of skills of information literacy. And we decided to focus on just one, and that's being able to identify the differences in a scholarly article and a popular article that were on the same scientific topic. And both John and I brought very different perspectives to this assignment, coming from an agronomy instructor's point of view and from an information literacy point of view. So what is calibrated peer review? As I mentioned, it's an online system that works within Blackboard, created at UCLA. It allows students to complete an assignment online. It then assigns anonymously 3 essays to every student that they have to review by a very strict set of criteria that we create. And it's really suitable for a large classroom because the system itself has its own internal rubric with which it grades and gives out the final grade. CPR has a number of advantages, not just in working with such a large group, but it forces the instructor to write a very well-crafted assignment up front. And what I have handed out to you is the assignment, the first assignment, that had them look at a general article in Smithsonian on a scientific topic. And this is actually from the fall of 2010 when we were using the jellyfish theme. And then the other handout you have is the good, the bad, and the excellent copies of an essay. And those were all written by me. And writing the bad one was kind of fun, actually, because we had good examples to choose from. Writing the medium one was kind of hard. I tried to write it well and then make some of the common errors. But CPR provides a lot of advantages, and one is that it hits on a number of areas within Bloom's taxonomy. You may or may not be familiar with that. Bloom's taxonomy was created during the 50s as a set of educational objectives that should appear in assignments. And in it, we hit knowledge, comprehension, synthesis, and evaluation. An added bonus is that you're introducing students who are in the sciences to the whole peer review process. And hopefully they are practicing their writing and critical thinking skills. But it's not just a writing assignment. And what we really liked about CPR, we found a quote from an early adopter of CPR. CPR empowers students to write to learn rather than learn to write. When students write, they're required to organize their thoughts, make decisions about what's relevant, convey their thoughts, and arrive at conclusions. So we actually did a pre and a post test for five elements. I'm going to let John talk about this, and we'll go through that pretty quickly.
All right, so basically this is the first question that we asked. I can tell the difference between a scholarly article and a general article. We used the chi-square test, and the pre-tests are obviously in blue, and the post-tests are in red. We got a number of students on the y-axis, and basically strongly agree all the way up to strongly disagree on the x-axis. And what you can see is that in all cases, in all the questions that we asked concerning this question, peer review question, basically I can write at the college level, so on and so forth, there was a significant difference between the post-test and the pre-test. Marianne?
Okay. We asked three other questions which were interesting to us, whether or not peer review made a difference in their doing their work better, if they felt prepared to do another research assignment, so wondering about the transferability of this knowledge, the general ability to write at a college level. And this is from the first semester to the second semester, this question came out as very neutral. And this fall, I tried to emphasize that they were getting a number of benefits from this assignment, and it was a writing assignment to improve their communication skills at the college level, because we're seeing employers saying they don't have these skills. And so trying to draw that very concrete example for them, I believe may have helped them see this as a writing assignment. This is the one that I have some personal interest in. I think if we do it again next fall, we would like to change the wording. But the thought that a librarian is a resource for them to help with their research, and would they consult with that in the future? So basically, we did see a statistical difference between trending upwards, between their feelings before and after. Our main objective, which was simply do they learn the difference, was clearly met. And so it really is suggesting that CPR is doing what it needs to do. Future directions, we do have the numbers for individual students of what they answered pre and post-test. We could match that up with their actual grade. I would like to change the second part of the assignment that guides them in doing the peer review. It's pretty much the same as the questions they have to write the essay, but I would like to give them more guidance about what they should expect to see. And finally, Purdue is creating their own version of CPR. CPR right now is something that I think you can get for a nominal cost. It's open source. And Purdue decided to create its own version, and that should be live this spring and may change what we do in the fall.
Thank you.
We have time for about one question.
Yes.
Well, a lot of the grading is set up within the system itself. Ultimately, it was only worth 10 points out of 100 points. And the system has students do the calibration essays. So those are the three that I wrote. And they should be able to identify that it's a good, a bad, and an excellent. And we give them 10 questions that are very specific. Did it include a summary? Did it discuss the author's credentials and how that would impact? And so the students have a lot to sort of hold their hand in how they review. You can weight their actual essay for how much that is part of their grade, how good a reviewer they are, so did they calibrate well. That then affects how they review essays. So if you and I and John all review one essay, and you and I both give it a 9, and he gives it a 3, he's going to get a little bit lower score because something isn't quite right. The student that got the 9, and the 3, it will be weighted so that the 9s are higher, assuming that the 9s. And math happens behind the scenes, and then they'll end up with a score that's the combination of their essay, their ability to review, their actual reviews, and just actually participating. So most people got somewhere between an 80 and a 99. Very, very few tens or hundreds.
And so as Mary Ann pointed out, we are very happy that now they can actually figure out the difference between a general article and a scientific article, all right? Because a lot of students can't. They think they can, but they couldn't. And the other thing was that the comments that we got back concerning the peer reviews, we had very few comments, students challenging the peer reviews.
We do allow them to ask for a regrade. This time around, I didn't have a single regrade.
And we had 450, 500 students in the class.
And very few technical problems. Maybe 2 each time around that said, my computer crashed. But given that you're dealing with that many students and, you know, oh, at 11:50 p.m., I was trying to do this, and the system went down, so I got to turn it in late. We just didn't hear that.